Hey guys.
Hi guys.
Welcome to the Tea and Toast podcast.
I can't believe we're finally doing this.
I am so excited.
I'm
Lucy.
I'm Ellie.
And we are the sister duo you didn't know you needed.
This has been a long time coming.
It has been a long time coming. We've been talking about this for a while. And for those guys that used to watch my old podcast, I just wanted something to be the right fit. I always wanted to come back and do a podcast because I absolutely love it. I could talk for Britain, as you know.
I love a podcast, and together I feel like we just can talk so much, so this just feels so right.
Yeah, you guys are literally going to get the ins of our relationship. We're those sisters that like pretty much grew up as twins.
There's no like boundaries here. Like, you're going to see, we wouldn't even know how to have
no
filters.
Like, we can talk to each other like crap but be best friends like 5 seconds later.
Yeah,
it is so, the weirdest thing.
It's gonna be raw. You're gonna see it all, guys.
Yeah, so we thought we'd like get straight into it with a Christmas special episode because we're sisters. We can talk about our traditions. If you guys follow me on TikTok, you know that I do my weekly catch up, and I really wanted to bring that over onto the podcast. When we were planning the pod, I was like, I definitely want this to be a thing. So every week we are going to be doing a weekly catch up, a little roundup of what we've been getting up to. So of course we had to start the Christmas special with a weekly catch up, but all things Christmas.
So what have you been up to? Because I've not done much Christmassy things yet. I feel like a bit of a Grinch. Not intentionally, but I've just not done much.
I feel like your house Christmas decor is giving Grinch.
Yeah, look, the neutral vibes is just calming. Like, I'm not being a beige Christmas gal, but I am.
I'm here for the beige, but where's the tree? Absolute side note, how cute are my mugs? My Christmas
mugs. They're
actually
so cute. They're really matching my, like, they're giving Christmas. They're
if you're watching on YouTube, Christmas. They're stunning. They're Primark.
They're Primark ones, and they're so cute.
I mean, it's a beautiful wreath.
It's a garland.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it is a garland. It's a beautiful garland, but it's not really giving the Christmas tree background we wanted. So
it's not, but look, we've got to work with what we've got.
Yeah.
And this is what we've got, and we're doing
okay.
It.
Okay, but yeah, if you are watching on YouTube, sorry, it's not that Christmassy.
It's not, but...
But if you're listening in the car...
Actually, don't come at me for Christmas. What is this attempt of a Christmas jumper?
Guys, I don't own a Christmas jumper.
I think
they're ugly.
Yeah, this
that's actually
not
a good one.
It's not ugly.
That's actually good.
Right, we sidetracked. Tell me, this week, what have you been up to?
That's Christmassy. Yeah. I had my girls' Christmas night out last night.
Where did you go?
I am proud of myself that I am not critically hungover.
Actually, that's so true.
I know. I woke up this morning with the worst headache and thought, oh my God, we're filming the podcast today. But I had some paracetamol, went back to sleep, hence why I was late.
I think you knew that there was no option, though, because of last week.
Oh, yeah, we had to get this done. So, yeah, but I had a blast. I'm not even joking. Me and the girls haven't been out on a night out in the longest time. We went to Habibi in Manchester.
Yeah,
gorgeous restaurant. Oh, my God. Stunning.
It sounds like
I'm literally
going to...
Middle Eastern. It is gorgeous. If you've got a birthday, anniversary, I know, any kind of event, just want to go out for food, book it. It's great. I don't even think it was that bad price. Like, the most expensive thing on the menu was, like, the steak, like, 36 quid.
Yeah, that's not,
like a salmon dish was, like, 21.
Nowadays, you expect to pay that much money.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It was just, the decor was worth the money, in a way.
What did you do then? Like, I'm sorry, what did you have then for people that might want it?
So we kind of prioritised the drinking over the food, okay. So we all got small plates because we didn't want to be stuffed and then
like
not want to go out drinking. So I got the hot honey wings, recommend. Yeah, I was scared they were going to be spicy, but they weren't. And the honey made them sweet. Oh, it was stunning. Really recommend. The Bang Bang chicken looked really good. One of my friends got that. And then Silka, she's veggie. She got this like mushroom on toast type. Well, it wasn't mushrooms on toast. It was a lot bougier, but it was gorgeous.
Yeah, like bruschetta vibe, but like Middle Eastern.
Yeah. So that was really, really good. Then we went to Simmons. We've got a Simmons bar in Manchester now.
No, don't. Simmons gives me like 2018 throwback.
Yeah, I know, literally.
But I have had some nights in Simmons.
We went back. We went after 9 o'clock, but in Manchester, Sunday to Friday. I feel like we need to be paid because I'm like, whatever. But
not a paid ad.
Yeah, Sunday to Friday until 9 o'clock. It's happy hour where it's like £2 drinks. I got a £6.50 prosecco yesterday. I ordered 2 shots for me and Silka. Normally in like Albert Schloss or whatever, I'm like looking at my bank account the next day, like what? Two shots was £8.
Oh, that's amazing.
Amazing.
Actually, speaking.
So cheesy.
Oh,
the music, like sing along. We were like, I don't know. I don't know. So yeah, went there, then went to yours bar, of course, had a cheeky little dance to my Amapiano.
You do love yours vibe. It is a vibe though.
Yeah, but when I just say the vibes were vibing with the girls, it was just elite.
Oh, that's so nice.
I think you could just tell we all needed that end of year.
Yeah.
Let loose, have fun. It was just, oh, stunning. It was a stunning night.
Yeah. I had like a hell of a week at work. I don't know, it just felt quite full on at work this week. So I went round all the girls and I was like, pub? And like everyone said yes. You know, like when you think, oh, one person might
as
say yes.
As if you wanted to go to the pub.
I know.
The
like,
the person in the world to want to go to the pub.
Well, I probably drink like 5 times a year.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
The pub.
And I was like, pub. And literally every single one of them.
Okay, it must have been a week.
Yeah, it was. I'm tired.
What else have I done that's Christmassy? I've not done the markets yet, but me and Yannick are going to Edinburgh. Gonna do the markets there. I've never been to Scotland.
Do you know what? Edinburgh at Christmas looks...
It looks unreal. I've been looking beautiful. At TikToks. The lights, the streets, it actually looks like real life Hogwarts.
It looks incredible.
But at Christmas on steroids.
Yeah, that's going to be so nice. So you're going there next week?
Yeah, so I've not done Manchester markets because I kind of wanted to just do it once.
Save yourself.
Save it. Yeah. Edinburgh. I do Manchester every year, so for me it's not really...
Yeah. As far as Christmas markets go, though, they are good Christmas markets.
Yeah, they're good, but like I'm just spoiled, you know what I mean? I get it every
year. Yeah, you are.
And then me and the girls have already done a Christmas pajama Christmas movie night. We watched,
yes, I saw that.
What's it called on Netflix, the new one? Wait till next year. No, till next year. Meet Me Next Christmas.
I've not
something
seen
like that.
But
I recommend it.
I loved the pajamas I saw on your TikTok. They looked
TikTok
fantastic.
Short.
Yeah.
And then we're doing it again next week. Oh, and we're doing Wicked.
That's going to be so good.
Yeah. Christmas pajamas and Wicked.
Yeah, that's going to be
stunning.
I've not watched any Christmas films yet.
Oh, we watched Christmas Chronicles the other night.
I like Christmas Chronicles.
Actually, really Christmassy week, because guess what I also did?
Oh.
Made a gingerbread house.
Yeah,
me and Monique had a date night in.
I sound like the most un-Christmassy person today.
You are the Grinch.
I am actually, I love
that jumper
Christmas.
Should be green.
I love Christmas.
You are disgusting.
I know, I just feel like I've not done anything.
I am the queen of Christmas this year. And normally I'm the one that never does anything Christmassy. It's because I've got a boyfriend this year, guys.
Yeah, see, you're like, we're 6 years deep.
First Christmas.
You're like, ticking it all off. You're still like...
I know, we won't, 6 years in, we won't be sat on the living room floor doing a gingerbread house. Do you know what I mean?
No.
But we loved it. Yannick was actually really good at icing the roof.
Oh, I'm so, yeah, it looked really cute.
And then we watched Christmas Chronicles. Yeah.
This is actually so cute.
Gingerbread house, guys. It is stunning. The windows were a little bit tricky. They look a bit year five, but what can we do? Maybe year two. But yeah, that was stunning. So I've actually smashed Christmas.
Smashed the Christmas aesthetic this week.
I know. I'm absolutely buzzing.
Today we're having like a friends, not Christmas,
after
but like
filming
the
we're going. Yeah, I keep calling it a party and Yannick's like, it's not a party. I'm like, it is a Christmas party.
I feel like we grew up though that like we would see these friends and it would be like a Christmas party.
Yeah, you know like those, everyone has those family friends where you call them auntie and uncle and you call them your cousins, but there's absolutely no blood relation whatsoever.
No, they're absolutely not your cousin. But if someone was like, well, they're not your cousin, you'd be like, well, they are though.
Yeah, like, so basically we've got those types of people today, and our other sister, because we are one of three sisters.
There is an extra sister to this. What would you call this?
This is our little duo, but there is
we are
a trio.
Maybe one day we'll get her on.
Yeah, but I'm really excited for it tonight. We'll have to, when we start the podcast, is going to come back after the Christmas special in the new year, and we're going to be doing weekly episodes. We'll have to catch you up on how the party went.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm so excited. I think she's got games planned.
I'm excited. The thing about Sophie is that she...
Oh, when she does it...
You know it's going to be good.
Everyone who has an older sister knows. Like, they just go above and beyond.
She is the oldest sister to a T.
Everything like, she does is the oldest sister.
Oh, like, my gosh. She's just, yeah. You just know it's going to be good straight away.
Even growing up at Christmas, she was like the older sister helping mum with the gifts and stuff.
Yeah.
Actually, now we're doing this, should we go into topic of the week?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so topic of the week, guys. Again, we're going to be doing this every week. It's going to be just trending topics or something we want to talk about. So if you've got any suggestions, please get it in the comments. Let us know.
Definitely let us know.
But this week's topic is all about Christmas traditions. So we're going to chat a little bit about our Christmas traditions. What was your favourite?
I don't know my favourite, but one thing that I loved that we did, which I definitely want to do.
Oh my God, I feel like, are you going to say the same thing as me? What, go?
I don't know. I'm going to say is when we all took it in turns.
Oh, I wasn't going to say that, but yeah, that has to be done. The the families that I see that just kids just go and open the gift.
It's when you like open the door, like when I open the door to Biscuit, my dog, and he like runs to play with dogs and it's all wild. That's what families are like.
I find it absolutely
wild.
No,
that sounded really mean. No, I don't mean I find dogs.
It wild.
And it's just like mayhem. We would be like, okay.
And the youngest always died first. You always died first.
Yeah. I'd open a present and then it'd be like, but there was like seven
of us. Yeah, because we all wanted to like see each other's gifts. So like Ellie would open her gift and then it would go clockwise after that. So yeah. Then a mum and dad would always like miss a take. They didn't have as big a pile.
And then you'd go to like open one and mum would be like, oh, wait, you have to open them at the same time.
Because if you had the same gift, you'd be like, oh, well, if you're opening that one, Lucy, Sophie, you open it as well.
Oh, like I got like the pink version and you got the purple version.
I
was the pink
sister. So we were basically all so close in age.
Yeah, there's just 18 months between us.
16 months, babe.
Oh, gosh, yeah, I can't believe I just got that wrong.
16 months between us, you're disgusting.
No, that is actually so disgusting. Wow.
Yeah. Ew.
16 months between us.
Yeah. Are you my twin or not? Like, pipe down.
Wow.
So I, for some reason, was the blue sister. Mm. My dad convinced me I wanted to be a tomboy.
I'll never forget that top you had that was like,
oh,
I like shopping, cross.
I like makeup, cross. I like fashion, cross. I like football, tick.
Could it be more wrong now? Because I'm like, well, you're into sport, but
I think you're only into sport because of Richard.
I've played hockey since I was 12.
Yeah, true, but the way you talk about football, I'm like, girl, you're not that into football.
I do like football.
Anyway,
I'm like, I'd say I'm like the sporty one now, and you're the fashiony one. I'm like, I'm not into fashion at all.
Yeah, I am the fashiony. So
I like makeup.
Yeah, you're really good at makeup.
Yeah, makeup's my thing, but like fashion, hair.
I'd say fashion and hair is me. Yeah. But yeah, anyway, I was basically always the boy. So I got the boy version and the boy colour of everything if we had matching.
Yeah, and I always got the pink one.
Yeah, got it.
Or like even pink and purple. I got pink and you got purple.
Yeah. Speaking of like presents, Christmas traditions, I was going to say, and obviously you can't like bring this on to your family because it's just obviously it was between us. One of my best Christmas traditions.
I don't know what you're going to say.
On Christmas Eve, normally, we'd be in bed like falling asleep and we'd write the order of what gifts we wanted to open. You remember we'd just be like, hey, I'm going to go for like, so we'd be like, we're going to go for the big, I'm going to open the biggest present first. And we'd write lists, guys. We would write a list.
I do not remember this.
How do you not remember this? I loved this about Christmas.
Like a core memory.
Yeah. We literally would be like, right, I'm opening the biggest one first. Then I'm going to open the one off like Auntie Diane, because you don't want to do all your good presents first. Then we'd open like one that
Auntie Diane would be like good, and then it'd be like, but from like an extended family.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like not from Santa.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So then and then it'd be like, oh, then I'm gonna open one that I think I know what it is, then I'm gonna open one, the smallest one, then I'm gonna open like one that looks like chocolate, then we'd write a list of the order I wanted to open.
It's coming back to me now you're talking about it. I love a surprise though.
I love a surprise. And as I get older, I just feel like I get no surprises. Like Yannick this year was like, what do you want, and he wants me to tell him. And I'm like, babe, like your present is the only, well, apart from actually we're doing a little sister thing.
Yeah, we are.
But I was like, babe, your present is the only thing as a surprise. And I just want to be surprised. Although he's basically like keeps telling me what he's getting me. And I'm like, well, can you change it now? Because I don't want to know.
Yeah, I love a surprise. On traditions as well, though.
Oh, no, sorry. I'm interrupting you.
Okay.
What our family did so bad.
Oh, go on.
So bad. Christmas tradition.
Oh,
leaving the thing out for Santa. We like didn't have a tradition, did we? We found out early.
Yeah, that's what I was
saying. We found out early about the Santa thing, right, guys?
And if you have any KIDS listening, we found out very early.
Yeah.
The magic was kind of...
No, I ruined it for you.
Yeah, you did.
I found out the year before Ellie, and then the next year I found out where all the presents were, and basically was like, Ellie, come here, and I just showed her.
Literally, I think, I was talking to people the other day, I think I was 5 or 6.
I was literally like 5 or 6.
No, 6.
You were like 7.
I must have been older, 6 or 7 maybe.
Yeah, I think you were like 7 and I was like 6 or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, that ruined Christmas. No, it didn't ruin Christmas.
No, but then I think that's why we don't have those memories, because
of leaving the thing out for Santa. Like when we did do it, it was a beer. It was like a beer. Because Dad would have it.
Yeah. Well, I think they just convinced us that that's what Santa wanted.
Yeah, wanted a beer. And then they'd just, like, they wouldn't even, like, bite into the carrot. They cut it in half. Come on now.
I literally don't even remember.
I feel like I'm slagging it off. We had great Christmases.
Oh, we did. We did. We had, do you know what, about Christmas? We had the, like, big family Christmases. Like,
I miss that, yeah.
We got, and, like, the, this is what I was going to say earlier. We got proper dressed up. You'd have a Christmas.
Oh, we were the dress up. We were the dress up family for sure. Yeah. But I loved that. I loved getting the Christmas outfit.
That's what I'm saying. That's one of my, like, nice traditions. We get a Christmas outfit. We didn't do any, like, we weren't even, like, you know, like a pajama family.
No. Like, we never did Christmas pajamas.
Or, like, Christmas TV.
Never watched TV on Christmas. No. We, like, our typical Christmas as kids was get up. Sophie would always wake us up. She loves Christmas, like, more than anyone.
She's, like, 5 years older than us, and she would come in and be like, we need to get up.
It's Christmas. We would go in.
No, but Mum, remember, not... Don't knock on my door till 8 o'clock. I need to know if other people's family had that.
Oh, yeah, that's so funny.
8 o'clock early, she could wake
up. Yeah, we would literally negotiate with my mum what time we were getting up on Christmas Eve, on Christmas Day, on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah, we'd go in, we'd open our presents. It'd take a couple of hours, I would say.
Yeah, and like, Dad, I love seeing those memes like about Dad getting the bin bag and stuff.
Yeah, Dad would be on bin bag and Dad would ask us all what everything was because he wasn't included in buying any of the gifts.
Oh, Dad would just be as interested.
Everything was a surprise for Dad.
Because he'd be like, oh yeah, that looks nice.
Yeah, and then you think your family's like unique and then you go on TikTok and every dad in the world doesn't know what you do for Christmas, so you're like, Fez. So, yeah, we'd do that. Then we'd have, like, bacon and egg sandwiches while we were all, like, putting our gifts upstairs. We'd have breakfast. And then we'd all go and get... carry your gifts upstairs. And then we would all get ready. Yeah. And then either my mum or my auntie would be hosting.
Yeah, and there'd be, like...
loads of...
anywhere between 15 and 20 people, I'd say.
Yeah. Then you'd maybe go around. We would have the biggest... like, our family's foodies.
Oh, yeah.
No, I actually am saying no other family will be our family's Christmas dinner. I would
You're
be gutted if I
your own
couldn't.
Dinner, though.
I know, but I would be gutted if I had to go somewhere else for Christmas dinner.
You've never spent it anywhere else, have you?
I know, you have, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, but Richard's family are, like, big on food as well. So I knew that the Christmas dinner part wasn't going to be disappointing.
But yeah, I do Christmas dinner, then games. Games all day.
Yeah, games.
The name game has to be one of the best Christmas traditions.
Yeah, that's like core childhood memory.
Our Christmases over the years, like, and so there was always a new game, like, every year as well.
Yeah, like, someone would try
and then the cheese and crackers. It was a day of eating. We never non-stop eat.
That's the thing about Christmas, though. The food doesn't stop, does it?
No, food all day.
You feel like you have something in the morning. You probably have a bit of chocolate because there's loads of Christmas chocolate about.
So good.
You have like a four course dinner. Then there's more chocolate. It's just a full day of eating and drinking, basically.
Last tradition, and then I'll move on.
Yeah, hit me.
Christmas Eve film.
Yeah.
It was a really weird tradition at one point, actually, that we did Pizza Hut on Christmas Eve. With Nana.
Yeah, we did. And then...
I don't know why that became a tradition.
Nana really liked it. And I think Mum we'd like to take Nana out. And she started staying at ours. Or was that before she started? Before she stayed at ours.
I don't know. I feel like...
when she started staying at ours, we did Chinese. Which just sounds, again, like a really weird Christmas tradition. But
yeah, Chinese on Christmas Eve.
Richard knows, like, obviously how much we love Nana and stuff. Yeah. That's something that he's like... no, we're carrying that on. So
oh, I love
we're
that.
Like we're now the Christmas Eve Chinese family.
Oh, really? I love that. Well, yeah. So basically, tradition on our family was always to all watch a film together on Christmas Eve. But every single year, it went wrong. Every single year, the film we picked to watch was the worst film ever. And not like people would just walk out as the film was on. I think like me and Dad always tried to see it out.
Yeah, you and Dad.
But even like. That year it was Superman versus Batman or whatever it was.
Oh,
I literally walked out on that and I was like, I'm done. This is the worst movie ever. I don't know why our family is cursed with Christmas Eve films.
Yeah, we are. Well, we always, me, you and Dad would always want to watch The Holiday.
Mum would never
and
want
Mum
to watch
doesn't
The Holiday.
Like watching the film more than once, but then she would be first to bed.
Yeah. Isn't it always the ones that pipe up about the movie about, and then they're the first to fall asleep or something? And you're like, well, the one that's going to watch the whole film should have final say.
Yeah. I don't know if any other families have this, or maybe other families just...
I know. I feel like watching a film on Christmas Eve is something I definitely want to continue as a tradition.
But I think... But when you, like, think of watching a film, do you want to create it being, like, the same film, or is that too much?
No, that's too much. I feel like I just want to do, like, a film on Christmas Eve. It don't even have to be a Christmas movie. Like, this year, I think we said we're going to do The Holiday, but I already know Yannick's going to ruin it for me. He's going to be like, lovey-dovey. I tried to watch it with him last year when we were dating, and... Even when we were dating, when you're supposed to be on your best behavior, he was just like ruining it for me. And he was like, this is... And I was like, no. So I don't know whether I even want to commit to it, because I just want to maybe in between Christmas and New Year, have a moment to myself and watch The Holiday.
Yeah, I am The Holiday. To be fair, though, it is like my all-time favorite film, I'd say. But because of that, I've seen it so many times.
Yeah, I do think I like doing sometimes, like missing a year for film. So I didn't watch Love Actually last year, and I'm really excited to watch it this year, because I've like missed a year. But The Holiday is one I do watch every year. Oh no, it's so good.
It is so good.
It is the best Christmas movie.
Right, speaking of... You just sort of mentioned you spending Christmas Eve with Yannick. Fill us in. It's your first. It's actually your first official Christmas together.
I know. The first Christmas ever. Yeah. I'm not waking up at mum and dad's on Christmas Day.
That's big for you.
Like, or with family, because I know we've done it at Sophie's a few times. So I'm waking up in my own home. I'm a bit scared, but no. Basically, obviously, it's going to be our first anniversary on New Year's Day. Yeah, so basically we were dating last Christmas. We weren't officially together. So this is our first Christmas together. He wanted it to be with his family. I wanted to be with my family. And we were like both fine with that. So
most people do.
But then I also was like, I'm not, because you're going to spend it with Richard, like Christmas morning. And Sophie's going to be with Matt. And I was like, well, I'm not just being waking up at mum and dad's on my own. Like, what am I going to do? So I said to Yannick, like, right, let's spend Christmas Eve together, wake up, have our own Christmas morning, which I am buzzing about. Nice. Then he's going to go off to his family. I'm going to get ready come to Sophie's.
So you can have like almost like two different Christmases. Like, Christmas with Yannick.
I am excited for us to open our gifts. Like, mum's getting all my gifts to mine. So can do that. And then open the gifts from each other. Have a little breakfast.
Well, yeah.
And what do you do different now with Richard that you two have done as new traditions now we're older?
We've not...
Chinese on a Christmas Eve.
Well, yeah. Well, we've not... I guess we've spent quite a few Christmases together, but we've only done... Oh, no, we've done two Christmases in this house because we moved just before Christmas. So this is our third Christmas here. So maybe they'll start to come now. But actually, we're going to... I told you this the other day, didn't you? And you were like, what? We're going to, like, a carol service.
No, stop. I'm dying.
Yeah, we're going to...
Disgusting.
But, like, York Minster. Like, York will feel really Christmassy. And just, like, getting the Christmas...
Look, I get it. But you don't go out at all. And then the one night of the year you're going out, you're off carol singing. Who are you?
Yeah, no, that's...
You are a bore. Really no, I'm boring. Joking. I'm joking. I'm
that sounds so dull. But... I think it'll be nice.
It will be cute. I'm that person that will like slag it off. Then if I turned up, I'll be at the front singing, everyone singing. Like, I'm dying, Ellie.
No. I feel like, do you know what? We'll either be
There's
like...
There's literally that TikTok going around of like joking your boyfriend. I actually did it on Yannick, and bless him, he was like, yeah, I'll support you. And then I asked him and was like, would you have actually wanted to go? He's like, hell no.
We like,
and you're actually going.
Yeah, but that's different. The trend is like knocking on doors, carol singing. We're going to a service at the Minster, and it's going to be like a big...
I tell you what, thing. I do want to do though. One of those like candlelit orchestra things.
Yeah, they look amazing.
Yeah, they look so good. And one at Christmas probably would be really good.
Yeah,
but
they
I'm
look
not singing,
so good.
I'm watching. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we should maybe look to do one next year.
Okay. Yay or nay to the carol singing?
It's 100% a yay.
I'm gonna say nay. Which leads me on into our game.
Oh yeah, I'm excited for this, actually.
I'm so excited for this. So basically, we're going to do like a game or a fun activity every week in the podcast as well. So for the Christmas one, we have our little gnome.
What's he called?
He's a gonk. Our Christmas gonk.
Not a gnome. He's a gonk.
Kevin.
Oh. Ooh. No, he's called like Gavin or something.
Okay, Gavin the gonk.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically we're going to pull something out of here.
Right, I'm going first.
And it's like either a Christmas tradition or just something Christmassy, a new tradition, and we're going to yay or nay it.
Yeah.
Okay? You want to go first?
No, I'll pick my
own. You're so annoying. Why can't I go first? You just grew up going first. Sister.
Yeah, youngest always goes first.
So annoying.
It's so, you know, when you like...
I am just definitely that middle child that gets forgotten.
You know, when you read the rules of the game, it's like youngest go first. Yeah.
Oh, you're so spoiled.
See, I already know what we're going to say for these. Mince pies. Nay. I'm a yay.
Nay.
Mince pie.
You literally have only liked mince pies, I swear, in the last like few years.
No, do you know what it was when...
I've never actually tried a mince pie.
It was the... Yeah, see, you need to try one. I knew I was about to say, people that say nay have not tried one. A mince pie with a cup of tea is such a good combination.
I need to try mince pie over Christmas and let the listeners know if I like it then.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll let you know. We'll let you know if she likes it.
I just grew up thinking it was actually mince in them.
Yeah, no, it's like fruit. You love fruit.
I don't know.
Do you like tea cakes?
Yeah, love a tea cake.
Well, it's nothing like a tea cake. It's got fruit in it, though.
Okay, great. So I'll have my tea cake / non-tea cake mince pie, yeah?
Yeah, and we'll let you know what you think.
Okay, it's an A, though.
It's a yay.
In the comments as well, let us know what you think was a yay or nay. Okay, yay or nay, work Christmas parties. I feel like the idea of them is a yay. But then, on the night, it's one of those things like, oh, I've got to get ready to go. So I think, yeah.
My old work, it was like a full big black tie event. It was really good. Now my new work.
Yeah, I feel like it's a yay when the company puts effort in.
Yeah.
But like, if it's just like, yeah, and it's paid for. If it's just like some crappy meal where no one wants to go to and you've got to fork in for it and no one cares.
Yeah.
It's like, why are we all sat here forced at a table?
But it's like my old one I loved because like it was black tie. We all got proper Christmas dressed up.
Yeah. To be fair, when I worked really at the wedding barn, they like decked out the venue, had the chefs cook for us and everything. Ooh. We played games. That was actually such a good Christmas party.
Yeah, that's so good.
That was one done right. It was all free. It was so fun. I felt like I was like actually at a wedding.
Yeah, no, I think a proper one, I'm a yay.
Yeah, yay. Secret Santa.
I'm a nay.
I'm an A. No. Yeah, I'm an A.
I'm just 100% an A.
Because it's never a secret anyway. Our family's tried it a few times and everyone knew who everyone got because we all know.
Work Secret Santa is 100% a no.
Yeah, even friend Secret Santas. I think we're all going to get each other some like fluffy socks and a candle. Do you know what I mean? It don't matter.
Yeah. I had a bad experience when I was in like, you know, something that just holds with you.
Yeah, what?
I was in year 5 at school. Stop. Yeah, I know. What?
You've held
25.
This with you, yeah.
And we did Secret Santa, but obviously it was basically, like, everyone basically bought, like, you know, those, like, Christmas tubes of sweets?
Yeah.
And everyone, like, got theirs handed. We all brought them in, put them under the Christmas tree, and I didn't get one.
Stop, I'm dying.
And it stuck with me.
I am dead. That is the funniest / saddest thing I've ever heard.
I know.
You're in year 5, though. Like,
yeah,
you're mature enough to, like...
Actually, no, I didn't get over it.
Yeah, you're definitely not over it.
I'm literally just not over it. So impressed. Don't ever ask me to do a Secret Santa.
Oh my God, I'm so asking.
I'm scared. Speaking of gifts, surprises, yay.
I'm a yay. I'm a yay to a surprise.
I'm a yay.
The best was when, actually Christmas tradition, when we'd open all our gifts and then we'd be having breakfast and there'd be like a gift that mum would reveal to us at breakfast and it would be always like the family gift or like if she got us concert tickets or that was the best because you weren't expecting it because presents were done with and then she'd be like, oh, I think there is one more gift.
Yeah, that was
mum's always just know how to just be amazing at Christmas.
Yeah.
When you get older, you really do realise like the secret behind a great Christmas is just a mum.
Yeah. That's like, where the magic comes from. That's where the good stuff
literally
comes from.
Oh my God, of course you wrote this one.
What is it?
Michael Bublé.
I am a yay.
You're such a yay.
You've got to be a yay.
I'm a yay to like...
It's beginning.
Yeah, I'm a yay to like that song. What else?
Like Christmas.
I'm not listening to a whole Christmas album now. I'm an A.
Enjoy Christmas.
All right, no. You're so... I just keep doing these, sorry.
I am a yay to Michael Bublé.
Okay. I knew you were. We're moving on.
Okay.
Proposals on Christmas Day?
Nay.
Nay. Like, come on, you've got 364 other days.
That's like...
I understand if you love Christmas. Christmas is your favourite time of the year. But our sister's favourite day of the year is like, actually Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah, it's actually
And she got proposed to on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, but I think Christmas Eve's fine.
Yeah, Christmas Eve is fine. But not Christmas Day.
Because you've still got your separate day and it's magical.
Yeah, it's a no from me.
Christmas Day is a no from me. And it's so like, do you know why it's a no from me? Like, it's not your day.
I know.
So many people
I want it to be about me.
Because
you're going to be like, oh my God, I got engaged. And then everyone's going to be like, oh, cool, let's eat our dinner.
No, but I mean, like, loads of people get engaged on Christmas
Day.
Oh, yeah. Okay, no, wait. So yeah, I'm too selfish to be proposed to on Christmas Day.
Oh, my gosh. We've already covered this as well. Watching TV on Christmas Day. Nay.
Nay. I am excited for the Gavin and Stacey Christmas special.
Same, but like...
It's acceptable, like, if you've played games till like 11 o'clock and you're not knackered and everyone's gone to bed and you think, oh, well, I'll chuck Gavin and Stacey on.
I think a film...
No, I'm not feeling. No, I'm just not Christmas on. I'm just not TV.
Maybe this was Christmas Eve. We would sometimes watch like stand up comedy.
Yeah, Christmas Eve though. Oh yeah, like Lee really Evans late.
Leo too.
Like if we came back and everyone went to bed and like Dad always stays up.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lee Evans Live at the O2 is actually a Christmas tradition. Yeah. We watched it every year.
That's something we could all like agree on.
I loved it. It was so good. Okay. Real Christmas trees.
I've never had one, but I'm a yay.
I'm a nay. I just think they're not even enough. They look like the mess. Like, they look a bit shabby. I like a pristine fake tree.
Yeah, but I think, like, if you get a proper one, like an expensive one.
Yeah, if I'm getting, like, a Kardashian real tree, fair enough. Pick of the best bunch. But, like, these shabby ones you just see, like, we drove past houses the other day.
You see them, like... And like side of the road.
Trees in the like front windows, gorgeous to look at as you drive in. And there was this one that was obviously a real tree. It was like weird, lopsided. I was like, no, that couldn't be in my living room.
No, I like them. I've never had one, and I don't even know if I ever will. Right, Christmas bedding.
Okay, so I got Christmas bedding this year for the first ever time.
I do like yours, but I don't.
Yeah, it was neutral, and I loved it. I'm not a huge fan. Like anything with color. And, like, these horrible red velvet, like, I get it. I get, like, sleeping on Christmas Eve, but that was, we didn't grow up with that, so we don't have that nostalgic thing about it.
But I don't think it was, I don't think these were, like, big things when we
I know,
were
I
kids.
Think it, like, Christmas is getting very commercial. It's getting too so, like, much. I did do it this year, but I was like, it's neutral, it's nice, this is the first Christmas in my home. And I have been sleeping in it, and I have felt nice
and
in
you're
it.
Waking up there.
That's what I mean, so I thought, waking up... And I have felt nice in it, but I probably won't do it again unless I see some gorgeous Christmas neutral.
Yeah,
thing.
I'm a nay, but I think to be fair, I think if I had kids, like I might do it for them.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
but I'm a nay.
Oh, speaking of kids,
oh go on,
Elf on the Shelf.
This is actually so easy for us to say because we're not parents. I mean, I'm assuming you're going to say the same as me, but I'm a nay.
I'm a yay in terms of watching the videos. I love it. But I'd love it for a day. I'd love it for like a week though. I don't think I could commit to the full thingy. So if I became a parent and it's still a thing, I would maybe just say they come the week before Christmas and do it.
Do you know what I just think? I think there's so much pressure on parents nowadays to do everything. Because I say,
yeah, it's like
it's already
Christmas, and then what you're chucking something
Christmas
else on
me. It's not magical enough as it is.
I don't even get the elf thing. Why are elves naughty? Elf Santa.
No, it's meant to be. If you're good, the elf will do like something cheeky. So it's meant to like make you be good. I think.
What happened to just you're not getting any presents? Okay, we'll do a few more, and then we'll wrap this
turkey.
Up.
Turkey. Let's just go. Yeah, your name. Nay.
Nay.
I'm a beef.
Yeah, beef on Christmas has to be chocolate for breakfast. Yay.
I'm a yay.
Yay.
On chocolate for breakfast on Christmas and Easter.
Yeah. Christmas lights on the outside of a house. I'm a yay. I won't do it personally.
I'm a yay. And next year, I might become that.
Oh,
person.
Really?
I might become a tradition. Okay. Tinsel, I'm an A.
I'm an A.
But growing up, it was like
tinsel not on the tree, tinsel around the house if you can make it look cute. I don't like tinsel on a tree.
No, I'm an A to tinsel, but it was very like, it's very nostalgic, I think.
Okay, last one. Christmas Eve boxes. Nay.
Nay.
We didn't have them growing up. I just think, again, it's a commercial thing. You don't need to buy the box and have the...
Everything's to make money nowadays.
I know. I just think if you're a family that wants to wear all Christmas pyjamas, you don't need the box and to open... I get, again, we don't have kids. You're creating a memory for your kids, but can't you all just wear the pyjamas?
I do like the idea of like, oh, they get a Christmas book and we read that before bed and...
I don't know. Maybe it's because I don't have kids. I just think it's unnecessary. You could just start that tradition. You don't need a Christmas Eve box.
I prefer a Christmas Eve box to like, I can't remember, what are they called? Like the December boxes. What are they called?
I have no idea.
You know, like you do Boo Box, but people for like Halloween.
I just saw that this year and I was like, we don't even need Boo Baskets. Why are we getting December
and
baskets?
And then someone's, yeah, people are doing December
baskets. No, it's too much. It's too much.
Well, Christmas Eve box, I can maybe on board with it.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, we're going to wrap it up with recommendations. We're also going to be doing recommendations on the podcast every week. So if there's any recommendations you want, please get in the comments.
I love a recommendation. This is a good segment. I like this.
Yeah, me too. This is going to be probably one of my favorite segments we do every week. So because it's Christmas and we both have boyfriends, let's do some boyfriend gift recommendations, because a lot of my followers as well have been asking for boyfriend recommendations. I feel like, why is it so hard?
I don't think boys are that difficult.
Unless a boy has a hobby, because I feel like all the, I don't even think that it's buying the gift for them is hard. The inspo is shit.
I think men...
You type in men's gifts and it's always like boxers, some like comical, weird comical thing.
Nail or clippers. Things.
Or, and it's just like, what if your boyfriend into fishing or golfing or gaming? What are you doing? Like, do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. But I do think a man tends to have a
thing. I think aftershave is, it's simple.
First, okay.
Oh, sorry. It's simple and not, I know everyone, it's everyone's like go-to. So I don't think it's the best recommendation. It's not out of the box, but you can't go wrong with it. Everyone loves getting perfume or aftershave.
I think the nice thing about aftershave as well is that you can really, it can work for any budget, to be honest, because like
Zara do such good ones. Yeah, I was going to recommend the Zara fragrances for men are so good. Abercrombie, I went to the outlet as well yesterday. Abercrombie men's fragrances and women's were really nice.
And but then you can go like bougie if you want to.
Yeah, you can get their favorite Chanel one, if, do you know what I mean?
So I think that's a good one. I'm on the hobby side of things. I think this actually sounds so boring, but like running trainers, running watches, because they're quite expensive.
Yeah.
And if that's you're a good into gift. That kind of thing, then that is quite a good, big, nice present.
Yeah.
And they'll have like a refresh on their trainers or getting like a new...
And you have control of the aesthetic, because I was going to say, like, a good recommendation, girls, get your boyfriend some clothes that you like the look of.
Yeah, that's so true.
Like, if you're not, like, that into their style, you can, like, start switching it up, get them a really nice jumper, sweater, pair of trousers that you, like, jeans that you're, like, I will think you are fit in them.
And basically what you do after 6 years, you kind of like change their vibe and their whole aesthetic, and then it matches what you want it to be.
I love that.
Yeah. Okay, on another note, again, this is actually quite specific probably to like my boyfriend, but he's really into...
You're going to say cooking?
No, not, but similar vibe. He's really into like wine and whiskey. So treating him to like a nice bottle is a really good Christmas present. But again, that might be quite niche.
I was actually going to say like sentimental's cute, but I don't think guys actually appreciate it that much. I feel like a guy would prefer getting a practical gift.
What do you mean by sentimental?
Do you know, like, a cute memories thing of the two of you or something?
Yeah, our first Christmas, I got him a book, like a photo book of all our pictures. I don't know where that's gone, actually. And I think he said he liked it, but I think he preferred that. Oh, this is a good one, actually. Maybe it's not now. I got Richard a card holder 1 year, like an Aspinall
one. That's good.
Or like, you know, like...
Yeah, wallet's always a good gift.
But I think wallet is dying. I think even the card holder's dying because
everyone has their phone.
Everyone has their phone. So that's probably dying a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think that's a good gift.
Yeah. I tell you what Yannick would love, but we're not getting it because we set a budget. Okay. And it was just out of the budget. He's really into like his rucksack, you know, like the leather rucksacks like the leather hold all bags. I do think like a going away bag, because that's something guys just want by themselves probably.
That is a nice present.
Yeah, and it is a nice gift to get.
Or a nice like work, not like
work bag, like case. Yeah,
but Richard has like a, I think it's called like a flight bag,
yeah,
that he takes stuff to work in. And I think men especially, their stuff is more like made to last. Well, women's is
getting
as well,
a really good one,
but so I think that's a good gift idea for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Like either a going away bag or work type bag.
What a good idea for me.
Like nice gym clothes, like gym shoes. Oh,
that's actually a good shout. That's such a good recommendation. Yannick would actually be buzzing if he opened, I think, like some new like sportswear stuff. Because again, it's just something you don't really want to buy yourself.
Yeah, and then before you know it, like, your gym drawer is looking a bit like tatty, and you need a nice refresh.
Yeah. Last one from me. It's so dull. It's so boring. If you have like a specific tiny budget, obviously don't, but if you don't really have a budget and you're getting a few gifts, underwear. And I know it's because like men never really buy new underwear. And nice, it's just nice to have crisp, nice underwear.
It's not cheap, you know.
I know. That's what I mean. So it is a bit of a dull, boring gift because you might not get the reaction you want in.
Richard would. I'd get
Yeah, actually be buzzing. Yeah, yeah. I just feel like underwear is such a good one.
It is underwear.
Don't have to be Calvin's.
No.
Levi's. I feel like.
It doesn't even have to be.
Yeah.
Though I wouldn't even know where else to go.
I mean, yeah, Calvin's is like the place to go. But you've got like Cheshire Oaks, York Outlet. You've got all the outlets.
Yeah.
And sales and stuff. I think a nice pair of pajama bottoms or like loungewear bottoms.
Yeah, for nice men. Loungewear is a good one.
Let's end. I have a question for you.
Okay.
You can ask me the same thing if you want. And then we'll like round off. So what would be on your dream Christmas wish list? Give me two.
How big a dream are we talking?
No budget.
No budget.
Yeah, but don't give me like, buzzing.
Yeah, that is my dream car.
Okay, yeah, G-Wag for me.
Realistic. Range Rover.
Yeah, realistic.
We're actually not doing presents this year. Me
boring. You are about humbug this Christmas.
Yes, we are. I actually really, really want some new hair straighteners, like really good quality ones.
Didn't you sort of been doing Christmas gifts with Richard and he could get you a pair of GHDs?
Yeah, but then I'd have to get him quite an expensive present. Well, I think a good pair of GHDs, that's actually a solid present. And
yeah,
I would
that is solid. Yeah, I love that.
Okay, your turn. Other than the G-Wagon.
What I would like... Well, there's things I need.
Go on.
But that's not really like dream wish list. So I'm going to like... I just need things for the house.
Okay, straight to the point. Dream thing. Go.
Balenciagas. I mean, it's that's a lot more expensive than GHD. Yeah, they're like £800 trainers. But I've wanted a pair of Balenciaga trainers forever. And I've just never owned a pair because I'm not spending £800 on trainers, but I want some. So
yeah,
bad.
So that's probably your thing. Though that is obviously much more
still expensive. GHD, so. But yeah, that is on my dream list. And a holiday. Honestly, if someone just got me a holiday.
Oh, that actually.
Get me out of the country.
Even a spa trip.
No, I want to be away.
Anyway, we're getting into what we want now.
Anyway, lovely chatting to you guys.
I've actually enjoyed reminiscing as well.
Yeah, about Christmas.
So nice.
Let us know your Christmas traditions, the comments. Make sure you're following us.
Yeah, I want to hear everything because if we want to start some new traditions, like I want some ideas.
Yeah, definitely. We are coming back in the new year with the official podcast launch.
I'm so excited.
Tea and Toast Pod.
Yeah, at Teen Toast Pod on TikTok and Instagram.
Yeah, make sure you give us a follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel, please.
New Year's going to be good as well. It's like fresh start, fresh podcast. Get us on your listening page.
Yeah, we want to be on the top podcast page, guys.
Okay. Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.